From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how do you translate lipstick on a pig? How foreign journalists are covering the presidential race.
First, Barack Obama campaigns in Florida, North Carolina, and Virginia today. John McCain, Florida, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Nevada, New Mexico, and then finally home to Arizona. Joining us now, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, where are you going today?
I'm going to be right here, Alex. I'm going to be talking to you.
Of all the states I just listed, one seems not like the others. Tennessee. Senator McCain is up 14 points there. Why is he going to Tennessee?
Media markets, Alex. He's trying to reach voters in the western part of North Carolina and the western part of Virginia. It's all about holding on to those two bedrock red states. You know, Virginia's been Republican in 10 straight presidential elections. North Carolina, 9 out of 10.
North Carolina polls last week were showing Senator Obama ahead. Today, the two men are tied in that state, maybe tightening also in Virginia. What are you seeing?
We're seeing enough tightening in North Carolina that on the NPR map, we're leaning that state to John McCain. But we're also seeing Virginia as staying with Barack Obama. So at this point, it looks like they're going to split. I've also been surprised, I think, to see that there does not seem to be a substantial enough closing in Pennsylvania for John McCain to take that one away. And Ohio seems to be trending in Barack Obama's favor at this point.
Well, it all will start to be over tomorrow. The election is going on. What are the early indicators that you'll be looking for to tell us what kind of a night it's going to be?
I think we want to look to the eastern states where the polls close relatively early, 7:30, 8 o'clock. So we're going to be watching Virginia. I think it could be called fairly early. Pennsylvania also has been called fairly early in past years. If Barack Obama can hold Pennsylvania and take away Virginia, I think you're going to hear a lot of people start talking about how the night might be over. Certainly if Florida or Ohio, two states that are very hard to imagine Barack Obama taking, at least might have been in the past. If he takes either one, then you're definitely going to hear people starting to lean it in his direction. Now, of course, the polls don't close in the rest of the country for many hours yet. California polls don't close until 11 o'clock on the East Coast, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. So you're going to be relying on exit polls. You're going to be relying on what people believe they know about those states. But you will see the media focus on those early Eastern calls and act accordingly.
The youth vote was so important to Barack Obama early on, especially Iowa. It brought him a lot of important victories. How is the youth vote going, in particular in the early voting, the people who vote actually before Election Day?
Some people thought that we would see long lines of voters for the early voting dominated by younger people. It hasn't been that way. In some states in particular, they don't seem to be out of proportion to their usual numbers or the numbers we've seen from younger voters in past elections. So if the strategy was to bring them all out early, that is not in evidence, although we also see polls that show that the early voters do seem to be favoring Obama, where we can get poll results on that. So maybe he's doing all right among the other voters, but we don't see a predominance of young voters or the kind of Iowa turnout that you mentioned in the early voting so far.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving with us again from Washington. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.